I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The stories of Lane County immigrants are told in the play Now I Am Your Neighbor. Originally produced by Community Alliance of Lane County and Minority Voices Theater, it will be performed next in a sold-out performance at Oregon Contemporary Theater on Tuesday, November 7th. Among the stories told in the play is that of Rosie Hernandez, who arrived in Lane County from Mexico in 1987. She's here with me in the KLCC studios along with playwright Nancy Hobbs. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Eric.
Well, Rosie, what was your experience like when you first arrived in Lane County?
It was a challenge for me because, first of all, I didn't speak the language. I didn't know anything. I didn't have family. I didn't have anybody to guide me into this country. So it was a challenge that I have to go through.
How has it shifted in your experience being in Lane County in the 30 years since? Do you feel welcome here?
Sometimes I feel welcome. I'm very lucky to meet some beautiful people that has been very nice and supportive to me and people that believe in me. But at the same time, it's really hard feeling the difference, not being included or feel included. Even at work, not just at work, but also in the community and the grocery stores, people look at us like, look at me like a rear thing, you know. But I know that, like I said, I've been blessed to have meet very nice people too as well.
How does your personal story relate to the story of the play?
Well, part of my story is there, and every time because I am one of the cast members playing my own story or some of the lines of my own story. And it's hard to remember how hard it was 30 years ago, 20 years ago, and how I went through all these challenges that I passed through with my kids, having my kids. It is hard.
Nancy, how do you as a playwright weave a narrative from all the stories of the immigrants in this play?
Wow, that's a million-dollar question. I basically received the interviews that were done. This play was done 20 years ago in another version 20 years ago, and now with the current climate such as it is, Calc decided that it was time to redo it. So a whole new slew of interviews were done. And then basically I was given all of those interviews. And there were nights, an image that came that I've shared before with my fellow teammates is that I felt like there was a swamp with hands reaching up out of the swamp saying, choose me, choose me, choose me, because I had way more material than I could possibly fit in an hour-long play. And one night, literally in the middle of the night, one hand came up and said, me, start with me. And most of these characters are composite characters. As Rosie just said, the story that she's actually speaking in the play is largely based on hers, but it's a composite of several people's so that we could include as much as we could in this hour and make it as rich as we could, but still stay very, very true. So the challenge for me and for all of us, I think, was to stay absolutely true and honoring the integrity of the stories, the essence of the stories, and also protecting identities in some cases.
What kind of a range of cultures and experiences are represented in this play?
Vast. We have the countries represented. You can help me out here, mm-hmm. maybe, Rosie. We have Mexico. We have Guatemala, Chile, Vietnam, Syria. Who am I forgetting? Madagascar. Mm-hmm. And there may be another one or two that we're both forgetting at the moment, but quite a range of cultural backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, religious backgrounds. One of my favorite moments in the play is when one of the characters comments that it's so wonderful to see your parents. Your parents are a living example of what's possible because the father is praying in the morning on his Quran and the mother is praying on her Bible. And the daughter says, well, yeah, it's just not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Rosie, when you hear all the other stories of immigrants in this play, what is similar in your story to theirs and what is different?
Yes, it's different. It's different challenges and different. It's not different stories. I think even if it's different stories, different people, it's one story for everyone. Mm-hmm. Because everyone lived the worst and survived, and they are here. But for example, in one of the stories on the cast that we haven't played is a child that they have to run away for their lives in the middle of officers collecting and getting all the kids to, because they need more soldiers. And they have to run away in the middle of the night. They have to go to the ocean and they sink in the water and they was unconscious. So that made me think, oh my gosh. So I said my story was hard, but some others, they have to live something harder and they survive. So that give me more strength to keep going and help others when they come.
What would you like people to know who aren't immigrants about your experience and the experience of other immigrants?
Most that let them know our stories is like asking to be kind with people and not make difference, no matter what color you are, no matter where you come from. You are here. You are my neighbor. Give a hand. I think another thing that I would like to say is, especially in the schools, when the kids, immigrant kids or kids from immigrants that they come to the schools, they already come with a trauma, with fear, without knowing what to do, how to act in the school, how to be part of this class with other kids that are different to me. Is the teacher aware of how I can help this kid to go through to the school and the process of the learning and not make a difference or not assume, oh, this kid is not good enough, has low grades, but they don't know what they went through.
This play seems to touch a lot of people at this particular time. Every single performance has been sold out. Why do you both think this play is so resonant with people right now?
I will... what comes up for me is that I think in this time where we so often feel helpless, a lot of people I know feel pretty hopeless. This story, it has heart-wrenching stories in it, but it also has hugely heart-opening stories in it. It's really about hope and resiliency and courage and the idea that literally we are all in this together. We are neighbors, and that this is a time where each of us can really make a difference. I know for me being involved in this, I have been so humbly educated and stretched and I'm using my hands here, but it's just we have all grown and learned and shared laughter and tears, and it's not been an easy process all the way along because we're dealing with deep stuff. You know, like Rosie just said, this goes deep for all of us, immigrant yes. or not, and it's a time in our culture where we need to be talking about this together.
What do you think you have learned in that process?
One of the huge things that I have learned is to listen more. That we all, I'll speak for myself. I need to listen more, listen even, and I in the kind of work that I do, I spend a lot of time listening. But in this particular arena, the immigrant experience is not one that I had a lot of personal experience with. So in a way, I think I was a good person to come in here and play the person who wants to help. There are two characters in the play kind of based on this. Many of us in this community, I think, we want to help, we want to support, but maybe just don't know how to do that. Or, now the people that I personally know and love and care about, I heard something on the radio when I was driving, when I was in the midst of writing, 18, 20 hours a day sometimes I was writing, and I was just living, eating, breathing these characters. And I was driving, and there was one of the announcements that the DACA Act had been reinstated. It's gone back and forth so many times, but this was a moment when it had been reinstated. I had to pull over and cry because the character in the play would get to stay in the United States. And then I realized, no, that's a character. And then I realized, but it's based on a real person who I know, and there are thousands more like that person.
Rosie, what do you think you've learned from the process of this play?
One thing that I learned is that as hard as it is for a person like me as an immigrant, speak out and share part of your own life and your own experience. That was very hard. I never thought that I was able to say, because I feel it's something very mine. And I learned that we are able to share, and I think we can help others. And sharing is something that it will send a message to other people to help. Another thing that I learned is that I never thought I was going to be in theater. I'm very inexperienced on this as new. And I've been learning a lot how to read aloud, because my voice is very soft, how to separate words, how to pronounce correctly. So it's a big learning. It's huge what I've been learning.
And she's wonderful.
Thank you. So it's many things that we learn from others. Another thing that is very important for me that I just learned is that sometimes we are lack of believing. And this, I learned that anything is possible, because with this play, the response of the people was very positive. It gave me more strength to keep going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have thoughts on why this play seems to mean so much to so many people right now?
I think it's the time, and we are in need to help us each other and to be united and survive all the turbulence and politics and everything that going on in our community. I think we have to give a hand each other and said we are one community.
There will be other evolving versions of this play in 2018. Nancy, talk about how this play will continue to evolve.
So from the get-go, there has been a plan in place to take this hour-long or so version of the play and shorten it down to a 20 to 30-minute version, which will then be available free to go into churches and community groups and schools. to help carry this message. And then, as is a very important part of this longer production, there's a talk back after. So the idea is to take this into schools and other places and give them the experience and then let them talk and learn and ask questions. So that will be available. There will most likely also be another staged production of this full-length play next fall before the IP22 measure comes on the ballot.
In the talkbacks so far, what kinds of questions and topics have tended to come up?
Boy, we've really gone across the board with that one, haven't we, Rosie? Every talkback has been very different. What stands out in your mind?
What stands in my mind probably is I remember, I think it was the second play, it was a group of teachers, I think two or three teachers, that they was very impacted with the play. And the response, the question says, how I can help my kids? Because I never thought about what they've gone through. And I remember this person was in tears saying, oh my gosh, I didn't think on my kids, on my students, how I can help. And that is one response that is very touchy, and that tells us that, like, here are as many people that they want to support, they want to help. So I'm very happy with that.
There were also, what comes up for me, I realize, is not the people that did talk, but the people that couldn't talk because they were so moved. I had a number of people come up to me right after the play, but before the talk back, saying, you know, telling me privately what had come up, and said, I would love to stay, but I have to go home and just be with this. This hits so deeply and is stirring up such wonderful things. I just need to go be with it.
Yes. Another thing that I hear, like she said, people that doesn't want to speak in front of the public, they come to us separate. People for other countries, people that they cannot be on the lights, like you said. They need to be behind because they are still suffering that fear, and they don't want to be exposed. They don't want to be on that risk. And they're coming to me and said, Rosie, you're brave. Thank you very much, because you have the voice of us that we cannot speak out. So that gives me even more strength to keep going and have the voice for somebody that cannot be speak out. Be analyzed, not analyzed.
Allies, to be allies.
For other people, because they can. They are still in that process where I was before, that I was afraid to talk, that was afraid to be seen. So I understand. And now that I can do that for them.
Are there things that haven't been talked about that you would like to be talked about in these sessions?
You know, I guess the answer for me with that is, it's the paradox of what I just said. So many times people are not able to articulate in the group what they feel. So I wish in an ideal world that we had hours where we could sit and give them the time to go through what they need to, and then perhaps be ready to share it and voice it with a group, because they're, you know, I know just the number of people that I've spoken to and that Rosie's spoken to and that all of us individually have spoken to. It's such a rich tapestry of emotions and passions that have gotten stirred up, and so in an ideal world, I would love to hear all of those be able to put together. But it comes out perfectly in every group. Every group is different, of course, made up of who it is. One thing that came into my mind too is each of the actors that are reading these parts of immigrants, they have a very direct immigrant experience themselves, but they're not reading their own story. Rosie is the closest to doing that. But for example, the young man who's reading the character from Syria. I happened to be up watching him read one evening while the actual immigrant whose story it was in the front row, just a mere 3 or 4 feet away from him. The actor didn't know it, but after the show, I got to see the two of them come together, and that was one of the most poignant moments in recent history in my life. It was so touching, and I think that his story has evolved since then, don't you, Rosie? It's deepened. Yes. Now that he's had that connection with the real person, there's even more emotion and power under the way he's sharing the story.
Mm-hmm. I think another thing is that things that we not been talking, but or we like, or maybe we are this big process for this play, but having a lot of people in our theater come to see the play. I wish that is people that send the message out, like I mentioned before, for the schools. Work is very important because sometimes we work in, because we have need, we work hard, and sometimes people abuse us, you know. She can do it or he can do it. Let's give more work because, you know, just to be conscious that we are humans. We are here to work hard and our lives are not being easy, but at least have that respect. Talk to us with respect. I know that I've been talking with people that said, oh, I've been so ignorant, and I learned that I always said the illegals or people that come here without or illegally, they learned that it's better to say undocumented, you know. And I think that make a big difference. We are not bad persons. We, like a person like me, for example, I come, I work hard, I went through, and I want to give back to the community. And my experience, I've been volunteering a lot in my kids' school since there was in Head Start, kindergarten, elementary, middle school, high school. I was volunteering in the Springfield Police Department. I was volunteering in Women's Space, St. Alice Catholic Church, and many other places. We are people that we just want to be part of this community and work, survive, and give back what we can do.
Well, thank you for being a part of this community, which you are, and thank you for all your daring to speak out and be part of this process, and thank you for both. Thank you to both of you for coming in here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Rosie Hernandez, whose story is one of those told in the play Now I Am Your Neighbor, featuring the experiences of Lane County immigrants and playwright Nancy Hopps, who wrote the play's narrative connecting their stories. Now I Am Your Neighbor will be performed in a sold-out performance at Oregon Contemporary Theater in Eugene on Tuesday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. There will be evolving performances of play in 2018 as well. For more information, octheater.org and calclane.org. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.